This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
Well, you know, the problem at a time when we need more public involvement in politics and a greater interest than ever, there's never been less as people have been driven out of the process by the inaction and the bickering in Washington. And there's a lot of people who are trying to explain away the phenomena that is Trump because everybody's sick of politics as usual. I like to think the majority of the country is drunk at this point, but that's too easy an explanation as well. I'm glad to have Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, Senator Tom Daschle, standing by. Trent Lott served Mississippi for many, many, many years, and Tom Daschle did the same for South Dakota. They are good friends, though politically they really probably couldn't be a whole lot more different. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing great. Thanks, Steve.
Nice to talk to both of you. You know, I think we get bogged down in this country too much about how we got here as opposed to what we can do from here to fix it. And in your book, How We Can Overcome Our Broken Politics in Washington and Across America and Why We Must, the book's called Crisis Point, I think you lay out a plan for the future. That's the hope, right?
Well, that's right. I think it's really important that we understand this is fixable. I mean, people are pretty frustrated and angry, and understandably so, but we've got to fix it. We've had a history of fixing ourselves over the years, and I think we can do it again, but it takes leadership, and it really takes a different attitude on the part of the American people.
How do we get people involved? Well, first of all, a lot of people are involved. I mean, the turnouts in some states, including even the caucus in Nevada last night, was the highest ever, And I do think a lot of it is being driven by people's concerns and their anger about their situation, their unease about the economy, but, perplexed that things are not happening in Washington. I think, though, the answer, rather than anger, is optimism and a positive message. We need our candidates to say, okay, what are you going to do? I mean, it's not enough to say we're going to win. How do you plan to do that? How do you win in dealing with the economy? Policy, which is extremely complicated and very dangerous around the world. But it takes, as Tom says, it takes strong leadership. Hopefully, next year, the president, whomever he or she may be, and the Congress will learn to talk to each other. A big part of the problem now is they don't communicate. The communication between the White House and the Congress is about as bad as I've ever seen it.
Senator Daschle, you and Senator Lott, as I said, politically very different people, friends away from that, but still politically in different areas. So again, I don't want to dwell on the past here, but there has to be lessons taken from the past. How would business get done in the Senate prior to this mess, as opposed to how it's getting done now?
Well, I'd say the biggest single difference is the chemistry that leaders had. And it's not just the chemistry between Republicans and Democrats. It's really between the White House and the Congress, between the House and the Senate. There's really no chemistry today. And by that, I mean no real communication, no real relationship building at all. Part of the reason, Steve, is that people aren't in Washington very much anymore. Usually they're on Wednesdays. And you can't run a country on Wednesdays. You've got to have consistency. You've got to spend more time at the job. We're not legislators anymore. They're politicians raising money and getting around the country, not doing the work of the legislation required. And so that's a big part of it. Building that chemistry is really critical.
Senators,
well, I certainly agree with that. Just like this week, the House didn't have their first vote until 6:30 on Tuesday night, and they'll be gone Thursday. We recommend in our book some simple common sense things like bring your families to Washington. The job is here. Don't sleep in your offices. That's certainly, not the right approach. In fact, Tom refers to it as a new form of public housing. But also work 5 days a week, 3 weeks a month, because the problems we have take a lot of time, attention, and effort, and they're not putting in the time that's needed to do the job.
Senators, you are both great examples of reaching across party lines to work together. I'm sure you're well familiar with our situation in Illinois, being the only state not to have a balanced budget. Again, in an impasse with a Republican governor and Democratic leaders, what advice would you have for them?
Don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep working at it. You know, it's part of it is that I think these days we talk through the media more than we talk to each other. And there's got to be a time when the leaders just say, look, we're going to sit in a room, we're going to go somewhere, we're going to try to figure this out, and we're not going to leave until we get the job done. there has to be some degree of persistence, some degree of what I call invincible determination to get the job done. We haven't seen enough of that these days.
The book, again, is from Senators Trent Lott.
I'm going to have my way or by the highway, and that attitude just won't work. You've got to give and take a little bit to get a result for the state or for the country.
Amen to that. The book is called Crisis Point, Why We Must, How We Can Overcome Our Broken Politics in Washington and Across America, Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle. I throw this out to either one of you, and Senator Lott, you brought it up. There are basic things that go on that are really beyond understanding to the general public. And common sense things like you have to have a residence in Washington. I understand it's difficult economically to maintain both, but you got to spend 3 weeks in Washington a month, things like that. How does that happen when the Senate and Congress abides by the rules that that the House and the Senate make? In other words, those that are screwing up are in charge of disciplining themselves. How's the public supposed to trust that?
Well, the leaders have to lead. When Tom and I were the leaders in the Senate, we had senators that would say, we don't want to vote on that. That would be a political problem for me. And our response was, you're in the United States Senate. You're not willing to vote on tough issues. And, you know, we used to have senators from understandably long distances, California, Alaska, would come to us and say, please don't make us vote on Friday. The job is in Washington. It takes time and concentration. But the answer to your question is the leaders have to step up and make it happen. You know, they might lose their leadership positions or be defeated, but you're not there to have a nice, cushy, lifetime assignment. You're there to provide results.
Senator Daschle, any other thoughts on that?
No, I think Trent's exactly right. You know, I think there also has to be a level of transparency, going to your question. I mean, we've got to be there's a transparency on one side, but then there's also got to be an opportunity for people to talk and communicate and not worry about whether or not what they say as they're negotiating is going to be held against them at some point. Too many senators these days are worried about getting a primary. And if they get a primary, they're worried about whether or not they should take any kind of action that would somehow undermine their ability to win the next election. But as Trent said, the job isn't to get reelected. The job is to run the country. And we've got to have a lot more of that attitude, that courage, and that leadership if we're going to get the job done these days.
I'll let either one of you grab this as the final question to both of you. Crisis Point, again, is the book. For the public that says there's nothing that can be done, this is what happens, it's broken, it can't be fixed. Every senator, every House member I've ever spoken to said nothing's more frightening than the phone ringing and checking the email and getting the text messages and now reading the social media. A constituent's opinion still matters, correct?
Absolutely.
I think
absolutely
it still matter. I mean, you do represent the people, and you know, I had to adapt to that. I represented a congressional district along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, very different demographic makeup than when I was elected to the full state. And I had to go around the state and meet with some different people and different backgrounds and ideology and try to find a way to make it work. But look, in our book, we talk about there have been difficult times in the past. We had our own difficult times. Our system will work, but it does take men and women of goodwill that are determined to take advantage of this great young republic.
I thank you both. I know how busy the schedule is. And again, the book is called, and by the way, we don't have the book. Kevin, call the publisher and yell at them and tell them Daschle and Lott will be all over them if they don't get us the book immediately. But thank you both, gentlemen, and good luck with the rest of the tour.